News in brief at Press TV. The Pentagon says it's paying $250 to $400 a month to militants opposed to the Syrian government. A Pentagon spokesman said that up to 200 Syrian militants are undergoing training and a further 1,500 have completed the necessary screening. Well, the training of the first group began last month. President Barack Obama has admitted that the United States is still plagued by racism. Obama said the history of slavery and segregation is not cured and is, quote, still part of Americans' DNA. Obama also slammed Congress for preventing the gun control bill from advancing. Turkey is reportedly taking steps to improve its relations with Israel after about 5 years of strained ties. A top Turkish foreign ministry official is said to have secretly met with an Israeli diplomat in the Italian capital of Rome. A group of Syrian Druze in the occupied Golan Heights has killed a Takfiri terrorist after attacking an ambulance, taking him for treatment to Israel. While the Israeli soldiers inside the ambulance also received slight injuries, in numerous cases, Tel Aviv has been openly giving medical treatment to militant groups in Syria. At least 8 people have been killed in a fresh round of Saudi airstrikes on Yemen. The deaths occurred after fighter jets targeted a residential area in the Abs district of Hajab province. Warplanes also bombed several other locations in Sada province. Afghanistan's UN ambassador says terrorist groups in the country have united in a new offensive against the government. Zahir Tanin said an unprecedented convergence of Taliban militants, more than 7,000 foreign terrorists and members of violent groups, including ISIL, is waging a new war on Afghanistan. The death toll from the severe heat wave that has hit Pakistan tops 400. Officials say most of the deaths occurred in the city of Karachi. More than 3,000 people have also been hospitalized for heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Power outages and water shortages have worsened the problem. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has expressed optimism that a deal on Greece's bailout may be reached this week. Meanwhile, the EU described new Greek reform proposals as an opportunity for a debt relief deal. A possible agreement could unlock much-needed bailout funds for Greece and save the country from default.